Hello. Please leave a message after the tone.
Hi, this is Ari from Customer Service returning your call. Sorry we missed you today. You can give us a call back if you still need assistance. Thank you for contacting Customer Service. Hello? And have a great
day. Hello?
Yes, sir.
Yes?
This is Ari from Customer Service returning your call. How may I help you today?
Well, now who is this again?
This is Ari from Customer Service returning your call. How may I help you today?
What is the customer service? What
call solutions?
Call solutions?
Yes.
Well, I got a bill from I guess you people for $85 in my checking account.
I could try to locate the account to see what the charge is for. Could I have your zip code?
85631.
Could I have your first and last name?
Robert Plegman. What am I being billed for?
I will have to locate the account to see what the charge is for.
Okay.
Okay, I do have your account located. Could you verify the mailing address for the account?
208 East Avenue G, San Manuel, Arizona, 85631.
Thank you. Okay, on this account, I see the charge is for the Erexin. It is a male enhancement supplement.
No, I've been sending that stuff back. I didn't order it to begin with.
Yes, sir. Now, if you do not recall ordering the item, then we can still assist you. Now, I do see that someone had initially ordered this item back on April the 28th, was when the first bottle was ordered.
I didn't order it. It was a trial sample.
Yes, sir. So it was a full 30-day supply, but it was on a trial basis. Once the trial ends, it turns into a membership.
I didn't want that.
Yes, sir. If you did not want the membership, you had to cancel the trial.
Pardon me?
If you did not want the membership, you had to cancel the trial.
Well, I didn't know that. It didn't say that.
That was stated in the terms and conditions.
Nobody told me that.
That was in the terms and conditions online.
Well, it didn't say that, or I didn't read it, and I request my money back because I don't use that stuff. I'm 85 years old. I don't need that stuff. I don't want it.
Yes, sir.
I got ED to begin with. And I've been sending it all back.
Yes, sir. Now, if you did not have an RMA number, we did not accept those as valid returns. Now, if you would like to try them again, I can send you out a free bottle.
No, I don't want them. I never used the first one. It's because it called it a dietary supplement. When I got it, it was a dietary supplement. And then I read farther on, and it says it helps you sexually or something like that. I don't want that. I'm 87 years old.
Yes, sir.
I've been returning everything.
Yes, sir. Well, unfortunately, those items did not include an RMA number, so those were not valid returns.
Well, what do you do with them when I return them?
We send them back to you.
I don't even open the packages.
Yes, sir. Now, if they were returned without an RMA number, they would simply get sent back.
Well, you know, I've sent everything back except that one that I couldn't send back because I opened it. I opened the package.
Yes, sir. Now, I can get you a courtesy 35% discount off the membership.
I don't want them. I don't want the membership. I don't want anything to do with that.
Okay. Well,
here,
allow me 1 second and
I'm looking at my checking account here. I see $86 and some cents charged to my second account. I'm saying, what in the world is this?
Yes,
sir. That's why I called. I had no idea what it is. And I don't want that stuff. I don't need. I can't use it. So I don't know what I don't know what how I'm going to handle this, but I'm going to handle it one way or another. Because that's $85 out of somebody that lives on Social Security.
Okay. Well, allow me 1 second and notate your account so I can further assist you. And just one other thing, your account also qualifies for the 50% discount.
I don't want anything. I don't want that. Don't you understand?
Okay. Well, I can go ahead and process the cancellation for this account. That'll prevent you from receiving any more products or charges.
Well, being I didn't use it and I sent it all back, I want my money back. I want my money back, and I'll go to any extent to get it back.
Yes, sir. That will be considered a valid charge.
No, what?
That will be considered a valid charge.
What do you mean?
It's a valid charge because your trial wasn't canceled.
Well, it didn't specify that. There must have been some small print, and I can't see very well. I think it's totally unfair. Totally. I can't use the phone off. I can't use what I want to say over the phone over to you. But it is totally ridiculous. I mean, it was a free sample. From what I understand, it was a dietary supplement. I never even used one pill. And I couldn't send that back because I had to open the package. I didn't open the bottle, but I opened the package.
Yes, sir. Well, you won't receive any more of those items.
Well, I want my money back. I want that credited to my checking account.
Yes, sir. I do apologize. That would be considered a valid charge.
I'll see about that.
But is there anything else I could assist you with?
I don't want none of that junk.
Okay. Well, your account has been canceled.
Well, I didn't have an account to begin with, as far as I knew.
Yes, sir. You did have an account, and it is now canceled.
Okay. Well, I'll see about the $86.
Okay. Well, thank you for contacting customer service, and have a great day.